Orion, you and Paul Coughlan joined each other out in the middle of a pretty precarious moment for Durham, 129-5, and struggling on a pitch which was clearly a challenge for the batsman today.
Yeah, it was doing a bit. It was a little bit up and down. It was a used pitch, so we kind of felt today batting first, we get the best out of it. But it was good to spend some time in the middle with Paul. We're very good friends, and we worked well together. I wasn't scoring particularly quickly when I went in, but he came in, he kind of relieved a little bit of that pressure, and he kept the scoreboard ticking over, and it kind of went from back and forth, so it worked well.
It was a bit of damage limitation, really, wasn't it? Because you lost Graham Clark just after lunch. You lost three quick wickets just before lunch. It was a case of digging in and just trying to grind out some runs at that point.
Yeah, it was. There was plenty of time left to bat in the day, so it was kind of just get in and just try and kick on and build a partnership. I think we needed one at that time, and thankfully when we both got in, 20-30, it kind of kicked on, and it was good to see it through to tea and then get a couple after.
Pushing up towards 50, I think you were on 22 when Danny Briggs came in, and you edged one. From where I was sitting, it looked like it went through the keeper and the first slip. Did you actually see it as it was going away or not?
Nah, I didn't see it. Hit the toe of me bat. I was just waiting to see if they celebrated. And then when they didn't start celebrating, I thought, I've gotten away with one there, so it's all right.
And then on 51, you flick one off down towards fine leg. I have to say, I didn't see this incident at all. The Sussex players were celebrating what they believed to catch. David Visser diving in low to take the catch. You stood your ground. The umpires had a chat. They said not out, much to the disgust of the Sussex players, but it's down to the umpires at the end of the day. What was your view on that one?
Well, honestly, right, I wasn't even at the other end by the time he was trying to get his foot in after he thought he took the catch. Squarelog umpire was already shaking his head. I wasn't standing my ground to say, I don't think you've caught that. Squarelog umpire was already kind of signalling, I don't think he's caught that. The umpires have had a chat. Asked to me ground, they've given that not out. You know what I mean? If you get hit in the leg, LB, you're not going to walk off. It's the umpire's decision at the end of the day. If he believes he hasn't caught it, fair enough. It's not down to me standing trying to influence the umpire's decision, which I think a couple of their boys thought that I may have done. I'd stood me ground insinuating he hadn't caught it, which that wasn't the case. I saw the umpire shaking his head. He kind of made the gesture of, I don't think that's out, before Visa had even stood up and they'd started coming together. So it is what it is. I think a couple of their guys actually said after, like, I'd have stood in the same situation. It's cricket, isn't it? The umpire's there to make a decision. It's not my decision to just walk off.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I mean, it is their decision. We got a tweet off a listener who was sat in that corner of the ground and said he heard it bounce. So you just don't know. You win some, you lose some, but it's for the umpires to decide. You were eventually out for 60 anyway, but you put on 110 with Paul Coughlan. He got on to 73. And you've given Durham a fighting chance in this game. You've given them something, a bit of a backbone to that partnership, and something to the innings to bowl at tomorrow.
Absolutely. It would have been perfect if we could get up to 300. Obviously, it was a bit disappointing to fall short of that. But to get into that position from where we were is pretty good. And as you saw, a couple of balls just misbehaving in the 11 overs we had. Graham got a couple to really bounce. So going into tomorrow, I can only see the pitch getting worse, if I'm brutally honest. So hopefully we can capitalise early tomorrow.
And finally, a wicket first ball from Graham this evening to get Harry Finch for a duck.
Yeah, it's not a nice ball, that. You don't want to get, whether that's first ball or your first 150 balls, you don't want to be getting that ball. It was a nasty one.